Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
This is Real Racing USA.
This is, so and we're going drag racing now, baby.
All right.
We're going drag racing.
Motorcycles?
Motorcycles.
All Harley drag racing?
We got the main man on here. We got two of them. We got Staging Stevie.
Hey, guys.
What's happening?
Hey, Stevie.
And tell us who you have on the line with you also.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got a young man on the line right now. This is Doug Horn. And this weekend, Doug was really on his game. He was at the Stonebound Harley Davidson Southern Nationals. And, Doug, ask you just a few questions. You had a great weekend, but first off, I want to ask you just how long you've been involved in this. I know you're 19 years old, and you are on top of a nitro-burning Harley-Davidson. What in God's name possessed you to want to do this?
Last year was actually my first year actually motorcycle drag racing. My dad went to a local race at Cecil County Dragway, my sponsor, and saw like a flyer for the Destroyer coming out, you know, it's a drag bike out of the box and everything, and he said, hey, if I bought this, you know, would you ride it? And I said, yeah, and I mean, here we are. Last year we ended up seventh in the points in the nation, and I'm still riding that one, and now I'm riding a Nitro Harley.
Also, I think the people out there need to know that you were rookie of the year, the All Harley Drag Racing Association. So that's a huge honor. Now, being a sportsman racer, you only did this for 1 year, and suddenly you jump up onto a 6-second ride. In fact, gang, Doug went 674 at 204 mile an hour to get to the winner's circle on this one. So I'll give you an idea. He is riding now. What is it like on a 6-second motorcycle?
It's crazy. I mean, all I had to base my experiences on was that Destroyer, and the Destroyer's I went 9-0s on it last year. It's a really fast bike, and jumping on this, I mean,
that's 3 seconds different, though.
yes, it is. I mean, on a Nitro bike, it leaves so hard, and it steadily pulls the whole way towards the stripe, and I mean, it feels like if you stayed in it, if we had more track, it could probably pull a whole another quarter mile.
Wow.
Like on gas bikes, they'll just kind of feather out, you know, about the 880, 1,000 foot, and that's all they have, so.
Well, I'll tell you what, this weekend you had your hands full. You qualified number two, but the man that you eventually had to run in the finals was Jay the Bulldog Turner. And for
yes,
a lot of you out there that aren't aware of Jay Turner, is probably one of the most competitive individuals, an excellent driver, a super fast ride. And he also, I believe, was number one qualifier, am I correct?
In both places, yes.
Yeah. So, great job. Doug come up with the number two qualifying spot. And when you think about it, it amazes me that Doug, you've been in this thing for 2 years. You're scrapping right at the top of the heap. I think you're number six in the points going into this race. Now, I don't know where you come out now after this points. Have you guys already figured out where you stand in the points now?
I don't exactly know. Right now, I wasn't even expecting to win the race. And for the points, I'm still trying to learn how to ride the bike. So points, I mean, the points are there, but I'm not really looking at points. We might come out fifth, if that. I'm not really sure.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity to talk with your dad, And I will tell you, I'm sure you're quite aware of it, but the fans aren't out there. And Dan's name is Steve, and Steve is, to say the least, very excited and proud of his son. Your dad is quite a show. Whenever it comes to you going down that track, I'm telling you, it was really a lot of fun having a chance to talk with him and meet some of your gang.
Now, Stevie, you're in Sumter, South Carolina.
Right.
And we're here at Real Racing USA. We're talking with Steve LeTemp from Sumter, South Carolina, and we're talking to Doug Horn from Aberdeen, Maryland. And, Doug, I got a question for you. My name is Jack Smith. I have a question for you. For us mere mortals, what is it like? What kind of rush is it to go down a track at 200 miles an hour on a motorcycle?
I mean, it's awesome. Like, on a motorcycle, there's nothing holding you on. You have no seatbelt. There's no roll cage around you. You have no parachute, you know, to slow you down. It's just, it's amazing. You know, all you're doing is holding on, you know, holding on to the handlebars, you know, and your seat, you know, your butt's in the seat, you know, and it's crazy. It's just, the G-force hitting is just pushing you so far back in the seat, and the further down the track you go, the more tucked in you get. It's like, it's just more that keeps wanting to push you back and back and back.
Now, this is Rick Angies. What possessed you to want to do this?
All last year, it was my father saying, we rode the Destroyer last year, and he tuned for me. And last year, all he said was he wanted to ride a fuel bike. You know, he loved the sound of them, loved to hear them fire up in the pit, like everyone does. You know, every fan that goes to an AHJ race just wants to see the nitro burning bikes. And it was all him. He said he wanted to do it. And through mid-season, I mean, it was about Ohio. Then he turned to, hey, how about you ride this thing for me if I get it? So, like me, I mean, I definitely agreed to it.
Does your dad like you?
I hope. I love him. I love him.
Yeah,
I hope he
joking.
Loves me, but I love him.
That's cool. There's no doubt. I think what happened is your dad probably realized, you know, that it was perhaps youth should tackle something this powerful. You know, and perhaps your dad said, you know, maybe I shouldn't be on this bike, you know. Let the boy try it.
Young bones heal faster, I think, is what his words came out of his mouth.
Well, I'll tell you, absolutely, you know, a great, not only is this young man a fine young man, but the family and just everyone around him, with the opportunity I had to stop by and talk for just a little bit, it's a pleasure, and it's one of those things where you almost hate to leave their pit, and when you leave their pit, the last thing they say to you as you leave, hurry back. And that's pretty well a good description of what it's like going to one of these all-holiday drag races.
It's that family thing again we were talking about.
Oh, it's so important. Yeah, absolutely.
It's got to be a thrill for you, Stevie, to be at these events and be able to broadcast them.
Oh, I get so wound up sometimes up in the tower. Sometimes I'm not quite sure what I said. Later on, my race director will inform me. Is that good, though?
You sure it's not just old age?
there's some Alzheimer's.
Senility. I mean, that's what happens.
To know that, I agree with Doug's dad. You're not going to get me on one of those Harleys either.
Well, great. Hey, Doug, congratulations on your win, and we appreciate talking to you and Stevie, and we're going to take a quick break here and come back with some more.
Thank you.
All right, guys, be safe out there.
All right, Steve, hang on with us, man.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Thanks.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Fake Tattoo Inventor.
Mr. Fake Tattoo Inventor.
Through the miracle of hypoallergenic adhesives, you transform us from mild-mannered accountant into roadhouse biker hooligan.
Hooligan.
Be it screaming skull or thrashing tiger, you've got a temporary alter ego for any occasion.
Flaming dragons.
What else says, I love you, Mom, like a heart with a sword through it?
You know I love you, Mama.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Fake Tattoo Inventor Guy. We may not have been born to ride, but thanks to you, we can feel like it.
Thank you, Mr. Big Tattoo Inventor.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
And it's a great story to tell, too. I was one of the ones that talked about a probably first office rush performance in Dark Pro Gas. How you were not even qualified.
Back live from the Snook River Grill and Sumter, South Carolina. Craig.
Stevie.
This technology,
Steve,
working
it's really
wonderful.
Don't you love this technology?
It's really great having you join us here on Real Racing USA, man.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Hey, we've got who we got on the line? We got the winner from the SNS Pro Stock.
Well, before I go to he's won several of them. I just told you about the Pro Stock, but he also there's a neat story. There's two stories to tell you. The first one I wanted to tell you about was the Rush Performance Exhaust Pro Gas. Where, Junior, now you got to remember this event, this is your event. I mean, literally, Stone Mountain Harley-Davidson is his sponsor, all right? It's all on the line. And Junior, I'm going to turn it over to you. It is final qualifying round here for Pro Gas, and you are not qualified. You haven't even gotten close yet. Tell us what you felt like.
Well, it was actually Pro Stock that you're speaking of, and in the two rounds before, We had a skip in the motorcycle, couldn't find it, replaced everything in the world that we could, and just could not find it, found it in the last round, and it ran well.
Well, running well is kind of an understatement, I think, because you were just flat getting it all. I know there was one man out there who was really watching you close, and that was Greg Krennic. he had run, I'm going to say if I'm correct on this, 820s all day long, and at that last pass when you came up there, you just, you know, it was incredible. You went from a bike that wouldn't make it past the 330 to just literally flying, you know. Pro Stock, if I'm not mistaken, did you not, you went on 816, no, yeah, 816 I believe it was.
Yeah, 816, and that's the track record for Atlanta, but, you know, we generally qualify, as a matter of fact, I think last year, out of the 10 times that we ran, we qualified number one all but one race, and we've been first so far in these. We just had a problem, and I was afraid we weren't going to find it, but we did find it. It you know, and we had a little transmission problems. Had it not been for that, I believe you probably would have seen about an 810, 812.
These transmissions on these bikes, they seem to be extremely touchy. Is there a basic problem they have due to torque or something with these that affects the transmissions?
Well, in the Pro Stock class, you know, we run a straight shift transmission, and it's basically your standard Sportster transmission. Of course, now they've been worked a lot of work back cutting to the gears and whatnot. But what we're doing is probably putting about four times the horsepower that they were designed to handle.
Wow! So that's one of the reasons. This fact. In Pro Stock, I'm going to probably be talking about this just a little bit later, but Greg Krennic, who squared off against you in the finals, went up to actually put a hole shot on you. I mean, he had a 003 on the tree, and I mean, boy, he hammered you at the tree, and it wouldn't shift. And I just thought, oh my gosh, you know, I couldn't believe it, you know. And I'm sure you thought the same thing.
Well, yeah, he did have a good life. We had an 033, which he beat me 300. But, you know, that's... He had to go, and he knew it. And I figured I would be around 400 or 500 quicker. So, you know, you can give him a little bit, but you can't give him all of it.
Well, I know he put it all on the line. You know,
he got a good line, and he's been doing a good job lately too. He's he's certainly come around, and in the last, you know, this year, he's really stepped up.
So now, you know, Junior, this
as
is
a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, the whole class has stepped up as a whole.
Because now, as the year's getting moving on into about mid-season, there are now about four guys that can knock on your door at any time.
And that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I'll tell you, Lozano Brothers 40 out of San Antonio, Texas, does a lot of the engines on this particular class. Not all, but a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys have got better equipment than we got, or not better, but later model equipment than we've gotten. And they just it's all in the tuning, and that's where Bob Taft comes in. And to me, there's none no better, because what we've got is just a good team. It's certainly not just me. It's all I do is ride. And Bob Taft tunes that thing. Lisa fires it up. And B.P. Whitmire's come on board here lately with working with this program and our 60 program.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's extremely exciting to watch you run. Now, I did mention I got that confused on the one class. Tell me about the other class that you ran this weekend.
Well, what we've done, we have a 60-degree S&S engine that we bought from G2 Squared,
mm-hmm.
and or G2 Motorsports, and this is a 60-degree program that we're running in Pro Gas, and this is the first time. Well, we tried to run it in Florida, but, you know, down in Florida, we didn't get no qualifying, and Junior, I need to ride this thing. I hadn't ridden it very much.
Yeah.
And this is actually the first time we've raced it, and, you know, we've done pretty well. There's more in the motorcycle. But, you know, we're learning. I'm trying to learn to ride a little better with this thing because it's got plenty of power, I'll tell you.
Well, I'll tell you, with talk about a class that's tight, there's about 20 guys that any one of them could be the points leader at a single leap and a bound. And Junior, you made that leap. You jumped up probably 10 or 11 places in the points with that win. Man.
Yeah, and we plan on taking it to what's the next one?
Right.
In Ohio, yes. We're going to take it up there and try to run it. But I'll tell you, running these two motorcycles and all my crew is in the 50s, kind of rough on us there at times.
Yeah, but you know, I tell you what, there's been a lot of championships won with the old timers. Coming back, doing it one more time.
I'll tell you, and it was really great being in Atlanta this weekend, you know, to do as well as we did and with the pro stock not qualifying and with Greg and Laurie Becker there from Stone Mountain and Granite Mountain Harley Davidson, my sponsors, greatest people in the world, really, to be honest with you. I got two great dealerships down here in Georgia, one in Conyers, one in Stone Mountain, and plus all my friends. It was just really a neat weekend.
Well, I tell you, you really shined, and you made it exciting, like I said, especially on that last shot on the qualifying. It was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe it's not going to happen, because here's a guy that's always number one. Suddenly,
you know.
You know?
And when it took off, and when I hit the button to go to second, it didn't shift, and I thought, oh, no. And I hit it again, and it took two hits for it, which kills us, you know, scrubbed some of the ET off of it. But finally it went in second and went on down the racetrack. It was I was thankful that it run to 16, to be honest with you.
Well, I tell you what, while I'm announcing it, I'm watching the increments that you're going down, and all of a sudden I realized when you hit that eighth mile, I said, oh, my, here he goes. And, I mean, that thing took off like a rocket in high gear. And just,
well,
you know.
And I'll tell you, that just goes back to, you know, Lozano Brothers making plenty of horsepower, Bob Taft tuning that thing. It just, what it does, it makes me look good and makes me look like I'm doing something special when it's actually not me. It's my crew that does it all for me.
Well, Junior, it sounds like you had a great weekend up there in Georgia, and you're in Conyers, Georgia?
That's correct, yes. We've been in Conyers here for a long time.
So that's awesome. And you won in two different classes, which is really amazing.
Amazing.
Well, I'll tell you, it was just a great weekend for us. And you know, to happen down here in Georgia, like I said, with all my friends, got lots of people that we work with, Ken Stubbs with Vulcan Materials, Monty and Susan Milbury with MHB Painting, just a lot of people and lots of friends, and it was just a cool deal.
Well, great. It sounds good. We've got to jump to the other side of the country now and talk to some more people, and we appreciate you being here with us and Stevie on Real Racing USA.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, hang on, Stevie. Right. We're going to jump out to New Mexico here in a minute, I believe.
Be there for the thunder and excitement of Super Late Model Racing for the best racers in Florida. Take off the High Bank three-quarter mile of USA International Speedway in the guaranteed concrete Florida Triple Crown. Round one for the Sunbelt Super Series Late Models comes your way on Saturday night, June the 2nd at 7:30 p.m. Make your plans to be there. Tickets are on sale now. Call USA International Speedway at 1-800-984-7223 or check online at usaspeedway.com. The guaranteed concrete Florida Triple Crown at USA International Speedway. And you thought your weekends go fast.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
Hi, this is Tate Pierce, the driver of the number 81 Chevy Monte Carlo Tim Brink Underground Special, and we're live on Real Racing USA.
Yeah, when we did that with Tate Pierce, you remember where we did that?
You know, I cannot remember. I can't remember where that came from.
Tate and I were sitting in the tower at DeSoto Speedway after he'd won the limited race. We were doing Saturday Night Live after the races.
I was thinking where we did that. I had no idea. I knew I hadn't heard it.
So just as you do in drag racing, we're shifting gears now. We're going from Georgia all the way out to Corrales, New Mexico, and talking also with Steve LeTemp of the All Harley Drag Racing Association. And, Steve, who do we have on the line with us?
This is Greg Krennic. And, Greg, you had a great weekend. You had your ups and your downs. But we'll start off on a high note. Greg runs in a class called Pro Modified, Samson Exhaust Pro Modified. Tell us about setting the new national record in that class.
Well, actually, we set it three times during qualifying. We broke it each round and got a little quicker as the day went. So, I mean, it's great when you break it. You got to do a lot of stuff when you break it, get different fuel tests, and make sure the weight's right and all that. So you're scrambling back to get back for the next class, which I run is pro stock, so it kind of gets a little crazy.
No, I like that.
Well, I've watched this bike run several times now, and it's just about as straight as an arrow, and a lot has to do with the rider on this as well, because these bikes are a handful. They have a huge amount of power, and I was just talking with Junior Pippen a few minutes ago, and we did discuss the fact that ask about the transmissions, and he said, these are basically stock transmissions with some mild modifications, and they're just not meant for the kind of power you put out of these things. I know when you in the pro stock race that you had a transmission that wouldn't shift. Is that what the problem was? Did something break inside that one?
Well, we had problems with the air shifter. We rebuilt it between third round and fourth round, and it didn't quite come around. And as a matter of fact, right now, Steve, my crew chief with who's got his company SA Racing, got both bikes apart right now trying to figure out what all went wrong with everything. So we got to get the pro stock. Doesn't look like it's going to make it to Norwalk, but we'll see what happens. But the pro mod, he said, looks good. We just need to replace the air shifter, and it's
I know you'd mentioned I couldn't believe. Now guys, you have to remember this pro stock bike, going back to the pro stock, this was the number 2 points qualifier. This thing was running 820s, and Junior Pippen, who is the bad boy in this class, managed to muster up an 816. And Greg, you told me, you said that basically this bike was tired, and you'd hoped that it was going to make it through the race. Apparently transmission didn't. But
No, not quite.
How about the specs on the inside of that motor? You have to love that. That's some good numbers, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Steve's done a great job. I think we're the only one running a big twin. Everyone else has a Sportster-based motor, so they can turn about 1,000 RPM quicker than we can.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to squeeze everything we can out of that, and he's doing a great job, and I'm just trying to shift it when I'm supposed to, so I don't wreck it too bad, and it seems that last shift kind of put a little hurt on the motor, so it's kind of in Steve's trauma center right now.
Well, how do you look now in the points for Pro Stock?
Pro Stock, I think I'm 1 point from second place in pro stock.
I knew that was going to be close because Beltrami was number two, and you were 23 points behind, I believe, going in. So you did gain on him then, so you're just 1 point out of second.
Yeah.
You're closing the gap.
Yeah, a little bit at a time. You got to do that. You got to take it one race at a time, one round at a time.
So we're not going to get to see the pro stock bike, you don't think, at Norwalk then?
Not unless we can get a miracle going on here. I've been starting to, you know, go up to Junior and rub on him for some of his luck. You know, see how that goes. But he's a tough one to catch, but it makes it fun.
Well, he mentioned earlier, I don't know if you were listening to that, but he's looking over his shoulder. And he knows you're there, let's put it that way.
Well, there's a lot of folks coming up, you know. They're all, you know, you can catch up, but it's hard to pass.
Yeah, I understand. When we get into the Sampson Pro Modified,
mm-hmm.
here you've become a dominant figure, but there's somebody else now who's starting, just like you're chasing Junior over in Pro Stock. Got this guy by the name of Bordo that's coming up there, Randy Bordo. Tell me a little bit about him now. He's usually within a hundredth of a second of you in qualifying and on the runs going down the track. You guys had a meet at the very end. How was that race?
Randy's bike is tough. I mean, the two of us, I mean, from the very first race in Gainesville, on Sunday, it seems like Saturday my bike runs better. We seem to set the records and everything on Saturday, and on Sunday he gets his bike to run quicker every round, and we either meet in the semis or the finals. We've met in the finals now three times, and he's red lit on me twice, so you know that helps out there. But the bikes are about equal, and it's just a matter of which one gets the right tune at the right time.
Well, you know, there's also some other guys in there that are starting to really show up, too, now. Greg Kuypers, he's starting to look a lot stronger, and Donnie Upland, he seems to be making a move as well. Seems like there's about, once again, four or five guys that if you slip, they're going by you.
Oh, yeah, Donnie's bike's coming back. I mean, he had his bike tuned up real good for this race. It's coming on, so he's coming up fast. He's just got to... Everybody's got to watch their lights and make sure their rear tire hooks up. You know, we're running a 7-inch tire, so it's easy to break it loose. So,
you know, we talked a lot about the car, about the bikes and everything, but what I would like to know, just how did you get started?
How did I get started?
Mm-hmm.
I was on an Easy Rider's ride going around, and they were going up to the local drag strip, and they said, if you want to take a few shots down the track, bring a helmet. So I did, and said, hey, it's kind of fun. And I knew there was a guy down at the local Harley shop, which is now Thunderbird Harley Davidson, who's one of my sponsors. And it was a guy named Wayne Pugh, who's my teammate now. He was working at the parts counter. I walked in, and I said, so tell me about this drag race and stuff. Because he was doing some of the regional stuff, and from that point on, the rest is history. We've been hitting the races and going along. He's only doing the Western races this year.
Hey,
he just got recently promoted. So,
hey, Greg and Stevie,
mm-hmm.
I hate to cut you guys short, but we're running out of time here. But congratulations on everything, and we want you all to stay safe out there, and we're going to catch up
every
with
week.
More
next
on
week,
every week.
8:30.
Tell us more, Jack.
And next week, same thing, same time. The last segment of our show on Real Racing USA every Tuesday night will feature the All Harley Drags, and we'll get more and more in depth and learn more about the drivers and what it takes to be a winner.
It takes a big set.
Yeah, buddy. I'm telling you. Stevie,
no doubt.
We just love what you're doing, man. And closing comments, Stevie?
Hey, guys. Tell you what. Norwalk, Ohio. Summit Motorsports Park. June 9th and 10th. The Rotor Harley-Davidson Ohio Bike Week Nationals.
Wow.
Get ready, guys. It is going to be wild. I'll have some stories to bring you on that one, no doubt.
Hey, you eat a pound of that ice cream for a dollar.
That's right. Norwalk is famous for 1 pound of ice cream. You
a dollar. Stevie, what is? Do you have an email address that people can send you comments about this segment of our show? Because I'll tell you what, Rick and I have talked about it, Craig and I have talked about it. If we get enough people letting us know that they really like us talking about this and interviewing the All Harley Drag guys and gals, we'll put together a one-hour show every week just featuring you guys.
Absolutely.
So give us an email address so people can send you their comments and suggestions, and how about that?
Oh, that's great. Tell you what, guys, if you want to talk to Stevie, all you got to do is go SLETEMPT @sc.rr.com. And I promise you, I'll take you drag racing like you've never been before.
Stevie, it's great having you as part of the Real Racing USA crew.
Hey, it's an honor.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for the great interviews tonight. We'll talk to you next Tuesday night, brother.
See you, Stevie.